This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Shaggy, Natalia, it's Dax from Chesapeake.
Hi, Dax. So give us the dirty on this Dirty Work Wednesday.
All right. So I met this girl, Clara, on a dating app about 3 months ago. And as soon as we met, started getting to know each other. Man, this is going to sound really stupid, but we totally sparked. You know what? You know, like we clicked.
No, man, it doesn't sound stupid. All right, so keep going.
All right. So she's met my friends, I've met her friends, and again, things were going like great. We even clicked in the bedroom hardcore. Like, we were both into the same things. We're both pretty adventurous, if you know what I mean. Just we're just down and on the same page about things.
Okay, so obviously, if you're calling us, so something went left. So what's going on?
All right, so this past weekend, we went out, had some drinks. Both got a little bit tipsy, came back in my place, and of course, we had some ideas, so we put some of those ideas into play in the bedroom.
Dax, I appreciate you being PG about this, so then what?
Okay, so ever since that night, things have not been the same between Clara and I. You know, usually we text, we talk, we meet for lunch during the week. Things have just dropped off, like, a lot, and I'm not sure what happened. I know that I was a little bit tipsy that night, but as far as I know, like, we both had fun.
Okay, so you're not overthinking this. So has it only been a few days since this weekend that everything changed?
Well, no, like, things are just definitely different. You know, it takes her forever to respond to my texts, you know, like, and before, she used to get back to me immediately. She, like, made up a bunch of excuses why she can't meet for lunch. I tried to talk to her about it, but she just keeps saying that she's busy. But something is definitely off, and I would love it if you guys could find out what happened.
Okay, well, since Dax, you're calling us, and it's, like, guy talk, I think, Natalia, we can definitely do this, but I think, Natalia, this needs to be, like, woman-to-woman talk. So I think if you talk to her straight up and she's like, hey, girl to girl, like
what's
what
the deal?
Happened? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm definitely up for it and can do that. Well, you know.
Cool. All right, Dax, hold on the line. We got to get Clara's number from you, so we'll give it to Natalia, and then we'll call right after the song, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Clara?
Yeah, it is. who is this? You sound familiar.
Okay, kind of random, but maybe you listen to Z104, the Shaggy and Friends show? It is Natalia, and it is Shaggy's better half.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. I thought that was you. That's so crazy. Oh, my God. Why are you calling me?
Okay. Listen, this might be a little awkward, but I am calling on behalf of Dax. He reached out to us, and he let us know that you guys have been dating, and things have been amazing, according to him. But up until this weekend, things got weird, and now he's just a little confused, and he's kind of looking for clarity.
Okay. Yeah, Dax. Yeah, he's great. He's a very awesome dude.
Listen, I know, woman to woman, I can hear right through that. You sound a little apprehensive, and if he's so awesome, what's going on?
Well, how much did he tell you?
Well, look, he said that things have been going phenomenal between the two of you, like, for the last 3 months. You two hit it off. You're on the same page with the bedroom activities. You get a little creative, and you actually got a little creative this weekend. And then since then, he feels like you've really backed off.
Yeah. Well, so, okay, like I said, you know, he is amazing. And we did decide to do something different this weekend with our bedroom time, but, like, it's just like, okay, I feel like you guys are going to, like, think less of me.
Oh, my God. Not at all. Not one bit. You can tell me and us really anything. And I've heard a lot. Trust me on that.
Okay. So, okay, I'll be careful, like, how I say this. But basically, like, when we got home, I asked him to take a shower before we did this one thing. And he did that. So, you know, we start having fun, whatever, but then we get to that moment, that portion, and there were, like, her, like, fuzzies all in there, like, stuck.
Wait, what? Fuzzies, like, can you explain just a little bit more?
I mean, to me, they look like fuzzies. Like, I think it was, I don't know, like, I think it was, like, a bunch of, like, little bits of toilet paper, like, all stuck in there, like, a lot. And it was just, I just can't unsee it, and I do feel horrible, and, like, I know it's awkward, I just can't unsee it, you know what I mean? I feel really bad. I don't know how else to explain it, it's just burned in my memory.
Clara, it's okay, you know, guys are just not at the best at being thorough at times. So I believe that. But anyway, I think at the very least you owe Dax like a real conversation. Just don't leave him hanging, especially if he's a good guy. And I just want to ask this, like, are you sure you don't want to date him because of this?
Like, no, I can't. It was so much, you guys. Like,
oh, God.
So much of it, like, stuck up in there. I feel so bad. I know it's petty, but, like, oh, God. I don't know. You're right, I guess. I mean, like, I guess I could call him and just be honest. Like, I feel bad enough. Like, it wasn't right just to pull away like that.
Oh, honey, it's okay. Well, listen, good luck with the conversation. I'm glad you're going to, you know, do the right thing by breaking things off with him and being honest. So, I'm best of luck, honey, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Natalia.
Maybe I'm the guy, but she doesn't need to have the conversation because she just told him and everyone at Hampton Roads the reason why. So that